Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Kelly Gallagher has spent more than 30 years in law enforcement. She's now a senior account manager at NEC Corporation of America, a provider of security and biometric solutions. Gallagher's expertise in cutting-edge forensic science and crime-fighting identification processes, including APHIS, is why she's one of our 2018 Women in Biometrics Award winners.
I had a criminal justice degree, and right out of college, I actually worked for NEC Corporation America in the conversion center. And in the conversion center, what they did is they started taking the fingerprint cards from our clients and converting them into matching algorithms for searching capability. And during that time, our first system that was implemented in California, they hit on the East Side rapist case. So biometrics from there in the very beginning had piqued my interest. And then from there, I went on to be a crime scene tech for about over 9 years. So I went into the field. I wanted to get more knowledge and see how the actual work is done. And I think given that, it's helped me in the long run in my profession. I came back to NEC as a trainer in the very beginning, and then now sales and marketing.
Gallagher says her law enforcement background helped her understand the needs of her customers and help them find the right tools to identify people and solve more cases.
I feel that the collaboration between me and the customers makes better products for them to utilize too, not just for that one particular customer, but for all customers. They benefit from that collaboration. And of course, in building a technology-based partnership through these active listening, education, and assisting them to secure the right solutions to assist them with their jobs.
Gallagher served as the primary APHIS trainer for NEC Advanced Recognition Solutions, providing demonstrations, conducting testing, and compiling user documentation. She organizes the APHIS Internet Users Conference, an annual gathering of law enforcement and federal government agencies and enterprise partners. Gallagher says her contributions to the biometrics industry have been as rewarding for her as for her clients.
A couple of major recent installations we did, one for LA County Sheriff. They solved so many crimes just in the first 7 days of operation. And another one for Toronto Police. We just installed a facial recognition this year, and they have solved over 80% of their cases using facial recognition. In the last 2 years, there's been such a switch to rolling out facial recognition, and it's just it's great and very rewarding for me to see that technology strengthen and help safeguard the community.
Gallagher has been an identification technician, a latent technician, and a forensic specialist. She says there's nothing quite like those aha moments when the clue yields a discovery that cracks a case.
I mean, to be able to solve a case, like in the early years when I was a crime scene tech, I would get so excited when I knew I made an identification and I was able to help that family or even companies or whatever solve their crime. So, I mean, my heart would be pounding, actually, because I was so excited. So it was just very rewarding field for me.
Gallagher has completed a list of certifications in the field of forensics. As senior account manager at NEC, she led the switchover of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to NEC's Integra ID5 multimodal biometric identification solution. The new solution serves criminal identification needs for dozens of law enforcement agencies within the county. Her advice for up-and-comers in the field?
I think just having a strong commitment of understanding, mentoring, and supporting the law enforcement agencies they work with innovative biometric technology, and just making the community a safer place because it's so bad out there right now.
Congratulations to Kelly Gallagher and our other four winners, also profiled here. They'll receive their Women in Biometrics Awards during SIA Honors Night in New York City on November 14th. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast.